Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Educated. Black is brilliant. Black is strong. Black is resilient. Black is song. Black is infinite, like hip-hop or space. Black is grace. Black is love. Black makes babies. Black babies grow up. Black is tough. Black is hard to do. Black is me. Black is you. Black is not something we get to choose, but it is something we get to cherish. It's something we get to wear, and we get to rock this with honor. I'm black like my granddaddy and my great-great-great-great-grandma. Black is that lift every voice and sing. Black is that letting your freedom ring and resound. Black is adjective, adverb, color, and noun. You so black. Ooh, you so black. When you smile, the stars come out. Yeah. Baby, you so black. When you're born, the God come out.
I'm filmmaker Arthur Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Oh, yes, it is We Talk Radio Network. well, I'm E-Man. We're back in the building. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us on tonight. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the E-Man After Show. Oh, yes, we are in the building. Hello, man.
Hello, hello. Welcome back, everyone, to the E-Man After Show. Shout out to all of you that are listening on the We Talk Radio Network, and also you guys that are listening on Southern Soul Network. Shout out to you on this evening.
Yeah, man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And guys, we take action.
Yeah.
It is the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are coming in on the phone lines. It's coming in on the network on tonight. As Mandy said, welcome to We Talk Radio Network and Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we're back in the building. We're back live tonight.
We are live.
Yes, we were out last Sunday night. Why? Because it was Super Bowl Sunday.
It was.
Yeah, well, we're back. Yeah, man. Yeah, to all of y'all that checked out the Super Bowl.
Right.
Come up to us just a little bit.
Okay.
Sounding great.
Got me?
Yeah. Bring your mic up just a little bit.
All right.
Want to appreciate all of you guys. We're hanging out in E-Man and me in the studios on tonight. It's the Meet E-Man After Show, man. Yes. Another episode right here on We Talk Radio Network and Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio Network. Hopefully you guys have had a blessed day today.
Mm-hmm.
We have had a blessed day on today, just a beautiful, marvelous day.
Mm-hmm.
We see you guys coming in on the phone lines. We see you guys coming in on the network. Man, I tell you, it's been a good one on today.
It has been.
Just been beautiful outside. Ladies and gentlemen, we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And man, I tell you, been a little chilly this morning.
Oh, it was. It was. But it was a nice day. It was a lot of people out today, E-Man.
Mm-hmm. You know. As the old folk, you say, that hawk was out there this morning. Yeah, you come around the corner, it caught you. So, you know how some people, they look at the sun and they think it's all right till they step out there and that hawk jump on their back like, woo!
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah, happy Sunday to everybody. I want to appreciate all of you guys, man, that's over there on We Talk Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to follow the E-Man After Show, you can always go to www.wetalkradio.com. Why? Because we're on all social media, and man, we're on so many different other platforms and so many different other sites. And,
mm-hmm.
and I tell you, you guys, you can go to Google Podcasts, you can go to Apple Podcasts, you can go to Spotify, you can go to Deezer, you can go to all those different platforms and find the E-Man After Show, you know. And then we have a YouTube channel. If you guys want to follow us on our YouTube channel, you can go to our YouTube channel. That's We Talk Radio Network. That's all in one word. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But, man, if you need to subscribe, what do you need to do?
Okay, so you would just simply hit that subscribe button. Also, do not forget to hit the notification bell so you can be notified when the We Talk Radio Network family upload new content.
Yes, well, happy Black History Month, everybody.
Yes, happy Black History Month.
Yeah, the month of February is Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
and American Heart Association Month.
It is.
Yes, and so shout out to all of you that's out there that you've been colored by nature, son.
Mm-hmm, that melanin.
That melanin.
Yes.
Yeah, Black History Month to you and Healthy Heart Month to you. You know,
yes.
It's American Heart Month, and I tell you, you got to get that heart checked out.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
So true. This is true.
Yeah, and so we want you guys to do that out there. Come on in. They're coming in on the network. The time ticker is going off. Listen, you can follow us over there on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe radio.com. That's all in one word. If you
mm-hmm.
want to listen to the E-Man After Show live over there on Southern Soul, you can go to www.southernsoulartistsaroundthegloberadio.com, all in one word.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that emblem says E-Man After Show. You can click on that and you can check us out live over there on Southern Soul.
Yes.
Shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Miss Kia Davis, how you doing out there tonight? Want to appreciate her. This is a Black-owned network, and want to appreciate her allowing us to sit here every Sunday night, man.
Right.
And want to appreciate you, Miss Kia Davis. She's been traveling, you know, and just taking care of business, making it do what it do.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Mr. Curtis Frazier.
Shout out to Mr. Curtis Frazier.
Over there on Southern Soul. Want to appreciate you, man. I tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, we see you guys coming in on the phone line. The phone lines are lighting up. The network is lighting up. We're giving you a chance to come in on the network on tonight. Why? Because we have a great episode tonight, man.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just do a little recap, because the last time we were here, I think we did Bible study, right?
We did, E-Man. We had Prof. Bishop Fred Thomas.
Yeah, we did. We had Bishop Fred Thomas. He was with us. He taught us the first Sunday, because we do, what is that, the E-Man Bible study every first Sunday of the month, and Bishop Fred, he stopped by the E-Man After Show, and he taught us, I think he talked, what did he talk about, is there a
priest in the house?
Priest in the house.
Yes, is there a priest in the house?
Yeah, did an awesome job. So Bishop, if you're out there listening tonight, we want to appreciate you stopping by, and you guys can check that segment out every first Sunday of the month. It's Bible study on the E-Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then, you know, we do Encouragement for the Soul over here every night over here on the E-Man After Show. It's called Encouragement with the Soul by Fred Bill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that segment, you guys have been enjoying that segment. It's back this year.
It is back, and we are playing it twice. So you guys make sure you tune in to the E-Man After Show for the Encouragement for Your Soul by Fred Bell at 9:35 and then again at 10:35. That's Central Standard Time.
Yeah, you guys love that segment. Just to give you a little something to lay down on.
Right.
You know, some encouragement word to lay down on. You know, because it's always been that saying, whatever you do last, you lay down and it's in your psyche, you know. And so we try to give you a, you know, some good music, some good conversation, and inspire you some type of way. So you lay down to sleep, you won't be twisted and turning.
Right.
you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know how some people, you know, but y'all got to put that piece and that ice cream down at 11, at 12 o'clock at night. You be dreaming about all type of stuff, right?
Right.
But ladies and gentlemen, we see you guys coming in on the phone lines, on the network. Shout out to all of you that's, shout out to the high rise downtown Dallas.
All right.
That's
now
listening to the E-Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all of you around the globe that's listening to the E-Man After Show. Why? Because it's daytime somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's nighttime somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's evening time somewhere. Shout out to South Africa.
Shout out to South Africa.
Who listening to us in France? Shout out to friends. Shout out to who is that? United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Who is that? Brazil. What is it?
Brazil. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the E-Man After Show is heard all around the globe. Shout out to all of you that chime in each and every Sunday night. To all of my sisters and brothers that's out there, you checking out the E-Man After Show. We're back live. We took a hiatus that we did the Super Bowl last Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about the Super Bowl? You didn't care.
Yeah.
What did you guys think about the Super Bowl out there? What did y'all think about Usher? You know, he did the doggone thing, huh? But, yeah, well, man, we want to appreciate all of you guys that went back and checked out the Rewind Show.
Mm-hmm.
We always want to appreciate you for doing that. But tonight, man, we got a great show for you tonight.
We do.
Man, we got this show going on tonight. We got a brother from over at Southern Soul, Artists Around the Globe Radio Network. He's joining us tonight, Mr. Gerald G. Shedd.
Mm-hmm.
He's an artist, and he's an author. He's a poet.
Right.
He's a motivational speaker, and he's hanging out with us tonight on the E. We have him tonight on the E-Man After Show.
We do.
Yes, and, man, this brother wrote a couple of great books, you know, and got a nice a video he's got out there, you know, because he, you know, he's a rap artist just as well.
Mm-hmm.
And brother just carry a deep message.
Oh, so
and
awesome.
A great message.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and Gerald G. Shea, you know, so we got him tonight. So, boy, this host I got over here, man, what are you doing over there? Golly, this host over here. What's going on over there, man?
Nothing. Help me. Nothing.
Nothing is going on. Listen, guys, you can call us here tonight at 563-999-3456.
Uh-huh.
You can listen to the show live that way.
Yes.
You can go on the link. There's a link out there that's floating out there. You can go to both of these networks and chime in and enjoy the E-Man After Show. Why? Because it's our endeavor just to uplift and encourage your hearts in some type of way. It's Black History Month.
It is Black History
Yeah,
Month.
Black is hard to do. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, it's Black History Month, and man, I'm blessed, black, and highly favored, and unapologetic about it.
That's right.
Man, we so just peacock proud and high and happy and elegant and elated to be, you know, the creator. When he created us, he threw away the mold.
Right.
He broke the mold, because it ain't going to be no other email.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so, you know, and that's why, you know, you should always celebrate yourself. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Because you are made uniquely in your own way, and so we want to appreciate you guys. But tonight we got a special guest that's hanging out with us tonight, Gerald G. Shedd.
Mm-hmm.
This is a nice brother. Been communicating with this brother, just a nice brother. But you know what's so ironic, Mandy? This brother that we got on tonight, just, you know, he carries a message.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get into a lot of that tonight. And what's ironic, his blood brother by his mother, Aaliyah by his blood brother by, you know, it's been some years now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I lived out in the North Dallas area where I was, you know, I was serving over at South Fork, the Potter's House.
Okay.
And, well, I want to say that was in 2017, 18, 19, you
okay.
know, when we was out there. But me and this brother lived right next door to each other.
Okay.
You know, and come to find out, Gerald, that's his real brother. You know, how life just, you know, sometimes life just come full circle, you know what I'm
so
saying?
So true.
His other brother, Quincy, if you're out there listening tonight, yeah, he's just a good brother, you know, his wife and his kids. And come to find out, they was real brothers.
Mm.
And I was like, man, this is crazy. Because, you know, I hadn't seen him in a while, you know.
Right.
and just to be able to reconnect. Because I tell you, man, it ain't nothing like black love.
That's right.
Yeah, did y'all celebrate Black Love Day? That was a few days.
I know
a lot of y'all celebrated Valentine's Day. But did you celebrate, you know, because Black Love Day is the same day.
Mm.
You know, I know, you know, y'all other people call it Valentine's Day, but we call it Black Love Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, yeah, did you celebrate Black Love Day? What did you do? did you get your significant other anything or what? Or did you take yourself out? What did you do? Call us up here on the E-Man After Show. Let's talk about it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got a lot going on, man. We are just excited. I'm giving people time to come in on the network on tonight. We're giving people time to come in on the phone lines. Why? Because we're back live, you know? But, man, we got a brother tonight. Won't you tell us a little bit about Mr. Gerald G. Shed.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes, we have a great guest on tonight. Mr. Gerald G. Shed is a poet, a author, a motivational speaker, and as E-Man stated earlier, a rap artist. He is also a member of the National Society of Poets and completed in 2008 Poet of the Year Award.
Mm-hmm.
That was held in Las Vegas in the month of July.
Right.
Gerald Shed is also an author of Our Teachers and Our Children. Gerald is also the founder of the Juvenile Kids Foundation, geared towards teaching our youth to be better young men and women. He resides and went to school in Dallas, Texas.
Just an awesome brother.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a couple of books, and I tell you, you guys want you to go out and get these books. One of the books he wrote that I love, A Book of Poems for Women and Men,
mm-hmm.
who loves them,
mm-hmm.
you know, just you know, motivating each other. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing. Let me see if I got a poem for you.
Give it to me.
I can't think of nothing.
come on now.
Yeah, it's a great book that he's got out there on Amazon, and you can go to Amazon and get that book. We'll give you all that information mm-hmm. when we get on the line. And then he wrote a book that I think is just beautiful, so significant. Our Teachers and Our Kids, Our Children.
Yes.
You know, because I'm in the Dallas Independent School District, and I tell you, yeah, when it comes to our teachers and our children, it's very, very important.
Mm.
Because, you know, we all know our teachers is underpaid, and they have a great responsibility in educating our kids.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? And so he wrote a book.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you guys to get that book. Somebody trying to come in on us. Is this AI? Is this artificial intelligence running the board? Yeah, so we see you guys. Let's see what's going on here, man. Okay, we got something going on here. Hold on a minute. Let's do it like that there. All right, we're back. I supposed to be running the boys. Don't be no aliens come up here to get that little knob going on. Guys, we're in the E-Man studios on tonight. We are back live. We want to appreciate all of you guys that's coming. And the phone lines are lit up. The network is lit up. Welcome to Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com. Welcome to We Talk Radio Network. Man, we got a great gentleman on tonight. We're going to be talking to him. He wrote a couple of books. He's an author. He's an artist, man. He can write.
Motivational speaker.
He's just doing the doggone thing.
Right.
And he's yet to be United States.
Mm-hmm.
And so, listen, this brother got a nice joint out there. I've been listening to it, and I just love this song that he got out there. When is the world going to wake up?
Mm.
I think Hell Melvin in the Blue Note said it like this. Hell, wake up everybody.
Mm-hmm.
No more sleeping in bed. That's a profound question. When is the world going to wake up?
Right.
Because, you know, we sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it's somewhere over in Scripture it says, where men sleep, the enemy crept in. Not literally sleep, but a lot of us are sleepwalking.
That's so true.
You know what I mean? And so this brother, he put out a nice joint. I mean, we've been enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play that for you tonight. And right after y'all hear this song, guess what? We're going to bring Mr. Shed in, and we're going to talk to him a little bit tonight. We're going to dip and dive and get into some great conversations. Because over here on the E-Man After Show around the domino table, you know, we have some disruptive conversations.
Right.
And so, you know, you got to be mature to listen to the E-Man After Show. You know, you got to put your kids to bed, you know, them young ones. But then sometimes it's good for them to listen so they can be educated.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because power is knowledge, and And a lot of us suffer from the lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and a lot of us have been miseducated.
That's true.
You know, and so we got to get back educated because we need to know who we are. And once you know who you are, you know whose you are.
All right.
Hello, somebody. It's the We're back live. We was gone last week.
We were.
And so to all of you people that's coming in, all of you that's coming in on the phone lines tonight, all of you that's on the network, listen, we got a great show for you tonight. If you want to talk to our guest tonight, you can hit option one. That's Uno on your phone. Number one.
Mm-hmm.
You can always hit number one. We'll bring you into the conversation. But this is what this show is geared around. I created this show where men sit around the domino table and women.
Mm-hmm.
And we have great dialogue and mm-hmm. Sunday night conversation. Well, we can keep it real.
Right.
Well, we don't have to put no mask on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I don't think nobody playing dominoes being fake.
Right.
We're not literally playing dominoes, but it's the metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
Of being around the domino table. Because when you're around the domino table, man, there's all kind of conversations come up.
Mm.
And so we thought we would form this show around there. Why everybody has an opinion and
mm-hmm.
everybody's opinion matter. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're not here to sway no one's opinion.
Right.
Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has something to say.
That's right.
And we just going to give you the microphone and let you say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, what's authentic in your heart and what's going on with you and sometimes I just think it's very important just to have good dialogue and good conversation. You know, why? Because we're living in some strange time now.
We are.
Yes. And so just before we bring our guest in on tonight, I want y'all to check out this video he did. It's out there. We're going to tell you how you can go check out this video and get this video. It's out there. Man, I tell you, it's just a blessing. But I want you to pay real close attention to the lyrics.
Mm.
When is the world going to wake up?
Mm.
Mm, that's think about that. Ponder on that. Is somebody out there saying, I ain't sleep? you know, because see, when you start beginning to have these kind of conversations
mm-hmm.
and get into, you know, because I think titles are very important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a question,
mm-hmm.
a provoking question.
Yes.
In other words, when you going to wake up?
Mm.
You understand? And
yeah.
So let's check this video out, and then we'll come back and we'll talk to our guests. Guys, y'all keep it locked. It's the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And guys, we take action. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
Everybody pointing fingers playing the blame game. And everybody wants change, but we want change, man. Take a look inside your heart and see. But when you start to weep, remember there's another mother out there crying that can't sleep. Her tears falling down and her knees on the ground. But the world's still going around. And I just want to know, when is the world gonna wake up? They say each one teach one. But let's step it up to another level. And each one help one and we can all make it better. A young brother on the corner slanging rocks. And another young brother with HIV in shock. And we ask, when is this madness gonna stop? We wanna cry, but we gotta pray. And everybody asking, how can we save the day? And there's only one way. We gotta help each other. And there's no other way. And I just wanna know, when is the world gonna wake up? Why do my heart cry, my soul so wish to be free? Seeking for a change, but everything remains a part of me and I cry, but my body receives no pain. Because my soul is the one that aches. Suffering and tummy for the sins that my mind created, my body commits. But my body has forsaken my soul, as well as my mind keeps going astray. My faith in God is my soul's only comfort, saving me from my sins, for sometimes overtakes me. But I find comfort in the words of God, that all have sinned. But still, sometimes I wonder, why do my heart cry? How could it be, and what makes it so? And then I realized that my mind suffers from its every illusion and its every thought.
and my eyes for everything they see they be taking. But who am I, and what am I except a soul with faith? And there's every hope in God. But still, sometimes I wonder, why don't my heart cry? I just wanna know, everybody pointing fingers, and everybody playing the blame game, and everybody wants change, but we won't change, man. Take a look inside your heart and see, but when you start to weep, remember there's a mother out there crying that can't sleep, her tears falling down and her knees on the ground, but the world's still going round. And I just want to know, when is the world gonna wake up?
I'm filmmaker Arthur Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show, right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Oh, yes, it is the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. We're back in the building. Man is in the building.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, everyone excited that you guys are coming in on the phone line tonight, coming in on the network on tonight.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because we got a great guest that's hanging out with us on tonight. Man, let's see if we can bring our guest in on tonight.
All right.
Yes, last four number 7086. Is this Mr. Gerald G. Shedd? How are you, sir?
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you. Hello, yeah, Mr. Gerald Shedd.
How are you doing tonight, brother?
Hello, everybody. I'm doing great. Thanks for inviting me to the show. I want to say hello to everybody, and thank you guys for inviting me to the E-Man After Show.
Well, man, really we're so peacock. Yes, sir. Listen, I'm going to use some big words, Gerald. I'm peacock proud, hyena happy, and elephant elated that you're with us on tonight.
Yes.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Yes, man. Well, I tell you, the phone lines are lighting up. The network is lit up tonight. Man, we just excited to have you to stop by. You know, you're just an awesome brother. Been communicating with you. And, man, I just appreciate that you would take time out on your busy schedule to, you know, stop by the E-Man After Show and talk to me and Mandy.
Yes.
You know. So pull up a chair and come on around the domino table tonight, man. Listen, Mr. Shedd, we do a segment over here at 9:35. It's called Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell, and that's the first one is at 9:35. So, you know, I'll interrupt you if you're talking, and we'll go to that segment, and then we'll come right back, and then if we're dialoguing at 10:35, we'll do the same thing. You know, we got to play those segments tonight, but want to have enough time to talk to you and share with our listeners all around the globe, all around the network. Why? Because we're heard all around the globe, and this show is being broadcasted live. It's people listening to us from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And
hello, man, to everybody.
We appreciate you, man.
Thank
so
you
yes, and so Mr. Gerald, to our listeners that probably never heard of you, you know, why don't you just tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself, sir, who you are, and all that you do.
Well, thank you, E-Man. My name is Gerald Shedd, everybody. I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Born in Fairfield, Texas. I got to represent my hometown, Fairfield, Texas, down south.
Fairfield.
Towards... Yes, sir. Peace, kind of. I love Fairfield. I wish I'd have been raised in the country, but I was raised in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a saint just like everybody else, especially when we're growing up. You know, we do our thing. We have to learn. And I went through a lot of things, you know, coming up, you know, being poor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just a lot of us was born poor, especially being African-American, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I went to school here in Dallas. I went to Roosevelt. Shout out to anybody out here on Roosevelt.
Mustang.
mm-hmm.
I'm a cowboy. Carter Cowboy. Y'all was our rivalry, brother.
I'm an old school. I'm also a member of OGU with Urban Specialists and Bishop Omar Jawar,
mm-hmm.
my mentor who passed a few years ago from COVID.
Right, right.
God bless him. And I learned a lot from from OGU, you know, learn how to just really be a part of something. Because
mm-hmm.
I was never a part of anything until I became a member of OGU.
Okay.
I learned how to make the commitment
mm-hmm.
and put in the time. I got my certificate from Bishop himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a motivational speaker as well, and a published author and a music artist. I love doing music. You know? It's
right,
a way
right.
for me to get my message across. You know, I'm a big thinker. So mm-hmm. if I write it down and put it out there, it's possible that you guys will get it. Just like When Is the World Gonna Wake Up? You know, I recorded that in the studio. I turn around and invested in the video so you guys can go to YouTube. The Jura Shed and watch the video, and I advise you guys to watch it. Please watch it. Subscribe to the page.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this here. Let me ask you this. As you were sharing it, what inspired you, and where did the name come from? What inspired you to even write this? And what message were you trying to portray or seeing when you said, "When is the world going to wake up?" What are you asking us? Let's talk
well,
a little
you know,
bit about this video.
It's a lot of things going on right here in the world every day. People shooting, killing,
mm-hmm.
and everything. But I was asked an oppressive question. As human beings, there's only one race, the
mm-hmm.
human race.
Okay.
Of course, there are different nationalities and everything. But when are we going to wake up?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when are we going to just wake up and realize that a human being is a human being. A woman is a woman, and a man is a man. A child is a child.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, if we want to help him to help the people, then the first commandment is love your God with all your heart, and love your
right.
neighbor as yourself. And who is our neighbor? We are all neighbors. No matter, it ain't but one world.
Mm-hmm.
So in my perception is that we are all neighbors. So I was really talking to all of us. When are we going to wake up and start loving each other for real, start respecting each other and helping each other?
Mm. Yeah. Because we, man, the times that we live in today, you know, and the society we live in, it just make you wonder, you know, as I was listening to the song just a minute ago, I thought about Hill Melville and the Blue Notes. I think I'll play that. You know, I was a little boy and they were saying, wake up everybody. You know, you know,
no more sleeping in vain.
You know, because
matter of fact, I'm going to mix that song in the new song I got coming out, you guys. So look for it. The song is called Wake Up. It's a
okay.
rap song. So.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't never do nothing. My mama came here. I am G.T. at the message. I always have a message in my work.
Right, right. Well, that's awesome, man. I tell you, and to those of you that we played it just a minute ago, we'll probably play it again at the top of the hour, you know, for the next hour. To all of you that's listening, that's coming in on the phone lines, on the network on tonight on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com and We Talk Radio Network. We're talking to Gerald G. Shedd. You know, he brother put out a couple of books, wrote a couple of beautiful books that you guys can go out and read. And you say he's an artist. He loves music, and you know I know I'm 62 years old, and you know, no shade to the newcomers that's coming up, but I love those songs that have messages in them, because you know, when you're listening to When Is the World Going to Wake Up, it's a profound question, you know why? Because Gerald, I think sometimes we still sleeping, but you know. When you say, when is the world going to wake up? When is the world going to wake up and realize that, you know, we really do have a lot of hate in this world? You know, we do have those that's that's disrespectful to their parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's scripture say, you know, obey your parents where your days may be long on the earth, but just certain generations, they don't have respect for their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of parents don't have respect for their kids because they're pushing them to rap. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, when are we going to wake up and really get it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That love that we all emphasize, you know, because at the end of the day, Gerald, we all here as servants.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we serve each other like we used to, you know. It was out running. It was just on yesterday. I can remember as a little boy riding down the streets, and you would see a funeral, and everybody would pull over to the side and just stop out of respect. You know what I'm saying? And you got people today. You know they ain't stopping unless the motorcycle stop them. You know what I'm saying? You know, so because we sleep, we have went to sleep on just what, you know, grandmama and them fought for to teach us as human beings. We don't have enough love for humanity anymore. And why do you think that is, Gerald?
Well, you know, it's because kids are taught to hate. And hate is such a bad thing, man. I could never hate anyone myself. Mm-hmm. I just can't do it. But, you know, racism is real.
Mm-hmm.
It's relevant today. It always have been. It's not as bad as it used to be. But, you know, man,
mm-hmm.
We got to teach. Education is the only way. The title of my album, y'all wait till y'all hear Education Rule the World. I'm going to redo it. Go in the studio.
Education Rule the World. Okay.
Yeah, education is the only way to reach somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
God, I read a scripture. God said, if you want to reach the person, say a word that will touch their very soul.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be how you doing.
Yeah.
Or it may be something else, right?
Right.
Because if you say how you doing, it touches the soul, my brother. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a concerned question. How you doing?
Yeah. Understood.
So,
yes, sir. Well, I tell you what, sir, we want you to hold that thought because we do got a segment to do, and because we got plenty of time to have a conversation. We got plenty of time. You know, this show goes up to 11 o'clock, and people are logging in. The time ticker is going. We see you guys over there on Southern Soul and right here on We Talk Radio Network. The phone lines are lit up. It's the E-Man After Show. Man is in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, we're talking to this good brother tonight. And so, Gerald, you hold that thought. We're going to do this segment, then we'll come right back to you. We'll be back in a minute.
Gotcha.
Y'all guys keep it locked. It's the E-Man After Show.
You are now tuned in. To encouragement. For your soul. With Fred Bell.
Good evening. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me for this segment of Encouragement for Your Soul by Fred Bell. Is there someone out there tonight that's going through something and you've been crying, but you feel like God does not hear you when you cry? Maybe you've done something in your life and you feel like God does not hear your prayers because of the things you've done. But I'm here to tell you tonight that God hears you when you cry out. There's a saying that says, if a tree falls in the forest and no one's there, does it make a sound? Sometimes when we're going through things by ourselves, we may feel like if no one's there and no one hears us, even if people are not around to hear us cry, God always hears our cries. When we look at Isaiah 58:9, it says, then when you call, the Lord will answer, yes, I'm here. The scripture says, then when you call, the Lord will answer, and say, yes, I'm here. Meaning, if you cry out in the dark, if you cry out in the light, if you cry out at any time, God will hear you. God is quick to answer prayers because God wants what's best for us. So if there's someone out there tonight and you feel like you've been crying all alone, God hears you. Just like a mother can recognize the cry of her baby, God can recognize the cry of his kids also. So we have to understand that when we have the faith, we have to have the faith to believe that God hears us. And we have to believe in God and know that he hears us. Even if that cry is not answered that night, if it's not answered that morning, if it's not answered that year, we must understand that God hears us each and every time we cry out to him. But we have to be sincere in our prayers, meaning we must mean what we pray for. We can't pray to God and ask God to deliver us out of something only to get us out of that so we can get out of that situation but go back to doing the same thing. We must be sincere in our prayers. But I'm here to encourage anyone tonight that is going through something. If you're on drugs, if you're in prison, if you're sick, whatever it may be, if you're crying out to the Lord, the scripture says, when you cry to him, he will answer, yes, I'm here. God will never leave, nor will he forsake us. So if there's someone tonight who feels like your cries have been unheard because you don't see anyone around, God hears you, even when no one else is there. And I hope this word encouraged someone tonight. And I want to thank you once again for joining me for the Encouragement for Your Soul by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
Everybody pointing fingers and playing the blame game. And everybody wants change, but we won't change, man. Take a look inside your heart and see. But when you start to weep, remember there's another mother out there crying that can't sleep. Her tears falling down and her knees on the ground. But the world's still going around. And I just want to know, when is the world gonna wake up? They say each one teach one, but let's step it up to another level. And each one help one and we can all make it better. A young brother on the corner slanging rocks. And another young brother with HIV in shock. And we ask, when is this madness gonna stop? We wanna cry, but we gotta pray. And everybody asking, how can we save the day? And there's only one way. We gotta help each other. And there's no other way. And I just wanna know, when is the world gonna wake up? Cry my soul so wish to be free. Seeking for a change, but everything remains a part of me. And I cry, but my body receives no pain, because my soul is the one that aches. Suffering and tummy for the sins that my mind created, my body commits. But my body has forsaken my soul, as well as my mind keeps going astray. My faith in God is my soul's only comfort, saving me from my sins, for sometimes overtakes me. But I find comfort in the words of God, that all have sinned. But still, sometimes I wonder, why do my heart cry? How could it be, and what makes it so? And then I realize that my mind suffers from its every illusion and its every thought. And my eyes, for everything they see, they be taken. But who am I, and what am I except a soul with faith? And is every hope in God? Sometimes I wonder, why don't my heart cry? When is the world gonna wake up? I just wanna know. Everybody pointing fingers, and everybody playing the blame game. And everybody wants change, but we won't change, man. Take a look inside your heart and see. But when you start to weep, remember there's a mother out there crying that can't sleep. Her tears falling down and her knees on the ground. But the world's still going round. And I just want to know, when is the world gonna wake up?
Keep up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Oh, yes. It's the Eat Man After Show. We make it happen. This is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action. Mm-hmm. We're back in the building tonight. It's the Eat Man After Show. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us by way of the network on tonight. Shout out to all of you that's coming in on the phone lines, that's coming in on the network. Man, we're in a great conversation around the domino table with Mr. Gerald G. Shedd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was that video you just heard, his video, When Is the World Going to Wake Up? Just an awesome, awesome video, and want to appreciate him. We're talking to him. We're around the domino table having a conversation tonight. And to those of you that listen to Fred Bell, Encouragement for the Soul at 9:35, that was Fred Bell. Listen, guys, if you want to follow him on Facebook, you can go to Fred D. Bell. That's on Facebook, and follow him there. You can go to TikTok to Frederick Bell 53 and check out his segment that he does over here on the E-Man After Show. Well, Mandy, and let's jump back into our conversation. Man, we have this great brother. Just before we bring Mr. Shedd in, we got the owner tonight. She's hanging out with us on tonight on her network. let's see if we can bring Miss Kia. We shout out to her each and every Sunday night. Let's see if we can bring Miss Kia Davis. Miss Kia Davis, how are you?
Well, hello, hello, hello to the E-Man and After Show and to the incredible Mandy, Dr. Mandy and the E-Man. How y'all
hello.
Doing tonight?
Man, we blessed, doing? Black, and highly favored, unapologetic about it.
That's right. That's right.
Hey,
Kia.
Hey, beautiful. E-Man, it's that unapologetic part for me. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're so
right?
happy, and there's so much peace and so much sanity and so much clarity, and we are unapologetic about it. God is
that's
good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Real
well,
talk.
So,
real talk.
Listen, we really peacock proud that you would take time to call our show tonight.
We are.
Listen, the number one show on the network, what you mean?
Yeah, okay.
We appreciate y'all. I was listening to that word a moment ago, and I said to myself as I was listening, I said, this is the reason why we started We Talk Radio Network right here for a word like that. You know, I've been gone all week long. I've been vacationing, and not necessarily vacationing, but I've been traveling. And, you know, handling a lot of different business. My daughter, you know, she did her state tournament this weekend. She played sports. It's just all kind of amazing things happening. But in the midst of that, there was so much negativity and turmoil, and you cut the news on, and it's just death and destruction. And then you come to We Talk Radio, and it's like, we are here to encourage you, no matter what the world is saying, no matter what tornado is happening around you, we're going to encourage you right here on We Talk Radio Network. And so I was proud, what E-Man calls peacock proud. I was peacock proud
yes,
when
ma'am.
I heard that. So I just, it made me feel really good. And keep going, keep pushing, never stop, because the world, as much drama as the world feels like they really need this encouragement. They really need this peace and sanity. They really need this calm, because the world has already given them the trash. We don't give them that here. You see what I'm saying? So, man, I appreciate y'all for continuing to the We Talk Radio. We talk, we listen, we take action mission, you know, and we celebrate 14 years this year in radio broadcasting with We Talk Radio Network. So we're happy. We're proud. Yeah. I'm so excited. And to your incredible guest tonight, Mr. Shedd, absolutely incredible. So, thank you so much for having me on for a moment. I love the E-Man After Show. I love your show as well, Mandy. Absolutely amazing, amazing, amazing. I know you guys are doing some different things right now, but I just love what y'all do, and I want to continue to encourage you guys to continue to push. Y'all encourage me. Y'all keep me going. So thank y'all so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Kia.
Well, we just elated to have you to stop by your own network.
Right.
I hope E-Man ain't got in no trouble.
Nope, not tonight.
We want to thank you, ma'am, for allowing us and you being courageous and bold enough to take the call over 14 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And you're still standing on the wall and you're still standing tall. And we just want to appreciate you. You know, I tell each and every listener all around the globe that we're all around the globe. This is a Black-owned network.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud of that.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Well, we are. We're heard worldwide. So y'all check us out all around the world. No matter what corner of the earth you're going to be on, we're going to be right here.
Yes,
right. Thank you, Amen, yes. And Mandy. Y'all have a good night. I'm listening and tuned in, and I'm loving the show tonight.
All right.
Right. And send our shout out to Riley. Oh, Queen Riley, yes.
Yes.
Y'all would have been so proud of this baby. She played sport at state this weekend.
Uh-huh. Yay.
And it was incredible. Let me tell you, out of the thousands of girls that are wrestling, she made it all the way to number four her senior year in state. She started playing 3 years ago.
Oh,
all
right.
3 years ago. And last year she made eight. She didn't place at all. She made it to state. She did not place. This year, she made it to state, and she placed. And I'm super proud of her.
Come on, Riley.
Amazing. So, yeah, she's doing big things. Very excited for my baby girl.
I'm sure we're excited for her as well, Kia.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, well, give her our love.
I love you both.
All right.
Love you back.
All right, keep listening.
Night. I'll be tuned in. I'm right here.
All right. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the owner, the proud owner of We Talk Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
She started this network 14 years ago, and she's still going strong. A powerful woman in her own right.
Right.
But ladies and gentlemen, that's standing by on the phone line, that's on the network, we do have a guest tonight. That was our guest. That was the owner. You know, you got to bring her in.
Listen.
Mr. Shedd, are you still hanging out with us, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Congratulations to the young lady, the queen, for wrestling. And thank you, Miss Davis. Thank you so much for implementing what we are doing.
Yes, yes. Well, sir, let's jump back into this conversation that we got going around the domino table on tonight. I tell you, we have a lot going on in this world today, and your video, that song we just played, When Is the World Going to Wake Up,
mm-hmm.
just so much into that particular song, you know. Tell me, what really inspired you to write that song?
Well, you know, I always ask a question with my work, even in the book. A lot of the poems make direct statements, and God done blessed me so much to write.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where I used to feel uncomfortable, and that's why I mean, right now I will write it. So that's why y'all got the world gonna wake up, because I done took responsibility and began the mission to really spread the word. It's knowledge is power.
Right.
So I asked the question, when is the world gonna wake up? Actually, it's the people. My mama told me, she said, "Baby, ain't nothing wrong with the world." I said, "Okay, mama," you know, but it's asking when are we gonna wake up? Actually,
right. Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful song, and I tell you, the lyrics it says a whole lot. Yeah. Let me ask you, when did you write this song?
Actually, I wrote that poem. It's a poem because the song is poetry put to music.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I wrote that poem back in like 2004.
Wow.
Right before I got home from prison. You know, a lot of us been to prison, and I have. I was in there for 12 years, but prison for me and for a lot of us is God's training ground.
Let's talk about that experience. Let's talk a little bit about that experience too, sir.
Yes. And I came out with a plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
I knew I had to get a job. I knew I had to get some ID. And I didn't want to go back to prison. So I knew I had to, you know, do right. And then I got a beautiful family, man. I want to thank my family, especially my mom and my oldest sister, Glenda.
Yeah, support system is important. Mm-hmm.
For being there for me. Because during the whole time, you know, like the bishop was saying, we think don't nobody hear our cry, but our moms hear our cry just like God hears our cry, right? So they was there for me the whole time during prison. And I woke up. I woke up, man, you know. So I was asking the question, when is the world going to wake up? When are we going to wake up?
Let's slow down a little bit. Let's not push past that, because it's some brothers and sisters that's listening on this network on tonight. You know, in life, we all hit a bump in the road. And that bump in the road that we hit is going to either make us better or it's going to make us bitter.
Right.
And what I'm hearing you say is, you know, you begin to write and put it in a message, and you didn't allow it to become bitter, because I don't hear bitterness in the song. I don't hear words from me. I hear a lot of encouragement in the song. You say you was incarcerated for 12 years. It's a young man or a family member out there that a child is incarcerated, you know, and I always say, and I don't know if this have any truth to it, you know, it's always, they say when you're in prison, you're going to find God or Muhammad, one of the two. But you're saying that, you know, you woke up and you woke up with a pen and you began to write. And so in that writing, you know, have become poetry, because you got a couple of books out. Did you write both of these books while you was in prison, and then you launched them when you got out? Because these are two beautiful titles, two beautiful books. One book is called The Book of Poems for Women and Men Who Love Them. That's an interesting topic. Talk to me a little bit. What was going through your head when you began to write these books? When did you start really, really writing? While you was in prison?
Actually, yes. I really started writing when I went to prison. Back in 1993, I got out in 05, and I had already wrote that book, A Book of Poems for Women and the Men Who Love Them. I had my mind made up. I told myself, and I was telling my friends around me, we was in pre-release, that I was going to publish my book when I get out. I told them what the name was, A Book of Poems for Women and the Men Who Love Them. And I done that, but I had focus. I was determined to do it, you know. And, you know, when you make up your mind to do something, you do it. Then my support system, I never became bitter, because my family was there for me. But some people don't have their families there for them. So I encourage you, if you have a son or a daughter in prison, please visit them or write them or something, because they need that. They need to know somebody to hear them cry, because sometimes I cry so many times at night. That's why I wrote that poem, why my heart cried, my soul so wished to be free.
Yes.
Seeking for a change, but everything remains a part of me. So I just express my feelings too in my work. When I write the book, you know, and God wanted me to write the book, A Book of Poems for Women, because God wants the whole world to know how important women are in our lives. Women are the vehicles of life. There is no other way to get here or there. There's a poem in my book called The Gateways, and what it says is that women are the gateways between heaven and earth.
Yeah, I have it here. You said women are the bonds in the center of the family. They are the rock and the foundation of our homes. So let a man respect them for what they are. Let a man respect and love and respect those in each other. And they, why? Because they are the gateway between heaven and earth.
Amen.
That's beautiful.
And they are. There's no other way to get here or there, Mr. E. You know, every child comes through a woman. They done tried cloning. It ain't work on things. Not that I know of. So there's no other way. Women are the most precious thing we have in this world. And that's one of my missions, is to share that information, because without women, we would not even exist.
Right. So right. You said the backbone of a man is the thing from a queen as a woman. Explain.
the backbone of man. You see, the woman is the backbone of man, and she's the only foundation that we can really build on. We can have kids, we can have houses, homes, and everything. And kids are the most important thing in the world. We have all been kids. So mm-hmm. I want you guys to understand how important having kids is. Men can't have kids, only women.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, I just thank God for you guys, man. We wouldn't be here without you guys. It's just a big deal.
Yeah, well, I did hear that because I heard you say, you know, your mother listened to your cry. And you know what went through my mind when you said that? I thought about the George Floyd situation. You know,
right.
out of all that was going on around him, when they put that foot in that net, he cried out to his mother.
Yes, sir.
you understand what I'm saying? And that's so powerful and significant. Why? Because for a mother to hear their child cry, that's a different kind of cry, bro.
Right. And a mother is our first love, see, you know what I'm saying? So anytime I'm hurting, I call my mother. I call my mother every morning, like clockwork, 9:05, 9:10, it's in there. You know, so I call her and say, good morning. I call her honey love. She's my honey love. So I call her every morning. You know, women are worthy to be honored, man. And I don't understand, you know, the domestic violence either, you know. Remind me of the song. The brother said, what kind of man would raise his big old hand and hit you and make you cry? You know what I'm saying? Everybody has a mother. So I'm like, how can we treat a woman like that?
Right.
It's something we got to work on. It's something we got to. But God said if we continue to teach and say words and inspire people, we will, to the solution, we will solve the problem. So
right.
I'm just keep on writing these, man. I got some great work coming up. The next poem I'm going to do, the music is called Ambiguous. It's a direct message from God because I don't take credit for my work because I know I'm so blessed. And some of the words I say, they come straight from God, man. Inspiration is real.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Well, you know, you picked that pen up 12 years ago and you're still writing because we are all gifted and talented in somewhat. And it says to me that you found your gift through a pen and you're expressing it through a pen. And so to those of you that's listening out on the network on tonight, this is a great read. The book is a book of poems for women and men and the men who love them. To every man that's listening on this network on tonight and over there on Southern Soul Artists around the Globe Radio Network, you know, we encourage you, we prevail you, we provoke you to go out and get this book because it's a good read. If they want to find that book, how would they find that book, Gerald?
It's going to be, it's on Amazon, and it's $11.95. It has 84 poems in the book. All of them are original. And
well, you know I'm going to put you on the spot, right? You said you got 84 poems in there. You know I'm going to put you on the spot, right?
It's 84 poems in there, man. I'm telling you, literally.
well, it's your book, and you should know your own content. We got beautiful women all around the globe that's listening tonight. We got beautiful men all around the globe that's listening. We got kids that's listening to the We Talk Radio Network on tonight. I'm going to ask you to give our women, I'm going to ask you to give our listeners at least about two of those poems that's in your book so they just whet their appetite just a little bit for me tonight, brother. Give me two of them.
Give you two of them. Okay, I got you. This first poem I'm going to do is called The Perfect Woman. It's in the
Perfect
book.
Woman. Okay.
The Perfect Woman. And I always tell the woman she's in the book because the perfect woman is how I feel about my expression of the perfect woman. But however, God said he created everything perfect and in order. So for the women out there that's really listening, I want you guys to know that y'all are perfect. If you get angry, you might hit E upside the head, sweetheart. You hear me? But that don't take away from your profession. And it's an always open-minded and always wants for everyone else what she wants for herself. She's the type of woman who loves to love and who loves to be loved. And for the right type of man, she'll give him a heart and soul because she is the perfect woman. She's fun to be with. And when she's around, she makes things better. She's compatible and smart. And I was paraphrasing, right, because I don't just remember the poem. But if you guys go get the book, The Perfect Woman is in there.
Yes. That's awesome. The Perfect Woman.
Let me do another poem that's in the book.
Go right
ahead. It's a poem that's called To Be Beautiful, right? And it says, to be beautiful is to have or be more than just a beautiful face. Because to be beautiful, it takes brains, a beautiful personality, and beautiful ways. And there's nothing in the world can take its place. But that's one of my favorite poems in the book as well, man. I don't remember it. You know what I'm saying? I'm so excited just to be on the show, man. This is a big deal for me.
Well, we're excited to have you tonight. Yes. Well, you know.
Let me share this poem with you. I know this whole poem, right?
Okay. Go ahead.
It's called Ambiguous. It's the next poem it's poetry put to music. I'm going to do it. And it's a direct message from God. So y'all be ready. This is not me. This is God.
Okay.
I'm just a vessel. It's ambiguous. Different as night and day. Listen closer. This is what God has to say. I've given you love, light, and mind, and I've given you food and seeds of his own kind, but world peace is up to you to find. I've given you knowledge, sincerity, and hope, and I've given your senses so you can cope. And in bigger, in more ways than one, I've given you everything, even the moon and sun. I've given you male and female so much alike, and just like I've given you wrong, I've also given you right. I've given you pain and I've given you sorrow. I've given you today and I'll also give you tomorrow. I've given you sight, but some of the people left blind so that everyone would know that ambiguous, like the heart and soul, is mine. Thank you.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That message, that I'm just a vessel, man. You know, God is using me, and I'm allowing him to use me. I'm good, so glad he chose me.
Right, right.
Because he could have chosen any one of us, right?
Yes, and you're doing the doggone thing. You're saying you're going to put that to a video. That's going to be real nice. And I tell you, you know, as I sit here and listen to you, and I am inspired by what you do and what you have done and what you are doing, in a little lot of time that I've known you, and having conversations, what's encouraging to all of you that's sitting around the domino table that's about to give up? You know, you served 12 years of being incarcerated and you're out now, you know, life has presented itself. You took that bump in the road and made a better man. You know, you inspire people. You know, we all servants. You wake up every morning to serve. You know, and that's what we're here for. We're here to serve others. As you were listening to our own a while ago, this is the only reason why she created this network, is to serve others, to be a blessing to someone. Because we are all around the globe, 14 years celebrating We Talk Radio Network, and all we doing tonight is just serving to encourage someone that's about to give up. I don't care if you've been to prison. Out of prison, you know, some people are in prison in their own home. You know, they might not be incarcerated, but they incarcerated in their mind. You know what I'm saying? And trying to get free, you know. And you have took what this gift that God have given you, and you're putting it in song, you're putting it in poetry, you're going around speaking, you have a lot of things that's going on. And man, I'm just so encouraged to know that you can take a licking and keep on ticking. You know, person that's listening to me tonight, don't throw in the towel yet. You know, don't give up yet. Why? Because there's just so much down in each and every one of us. Somebody about to give up tonight, Gerald.
Tomorrow is a new day. And and you know when it's saying, when it say knock the door shall be answered, we have to knock on each other's door. We're the only help we're going to see. My pastor taught me about man, it's so profound about 3 months ago. He was teaching during the sermon. He said, God don't live in bears and tigers and lions and mountains. He lives in you and me. Oh, man, my life is changing every day.
Yes.
Pastor.
Man. Mm-hmm. What's your pastor name?
Pastor Raphael Edibado at the Winners Assembly Christian Church. If somebody on here know Pastor Raphael, yeah, I know. Because he's well known. He's known all over the world.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to the pastor tonight if you're listening. He could be on here listening. His number's on the line. I don't know.
But hello, pastor. I sent him the link, email.
He's probably listening. Shout out to you, pastor. Yes, sir.
I should have sent you my email, too. I got email and a pastor, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't understand it. They say, how can you be Muslim and you always going to church and you Christian, right? Well, I'm a Christian and a Muslim, bro.
Okay.
I know how to dissect that word. You know what I'm saying? I know how to use that word.
A lot of
people don't know how to use it, man. But I'm the messenger, so I'm willing to explain. So I got a lot of work to do. So y'all guys look for it, please.
Okay, and you're doing a lot of great work. You guys are located down here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and you have a lot of great things that's going on, and you're writing, you know, you're putting it to music, you know, with poetry and let me ask you this question. I'm trying to put this together. You wrote one book. You got another one coming out. But then you talk about education as power. Let's switch over to the second book that you wrote, Our Teachers and Our Kids. I think it's very important. You know, you talk to us women and us. You talk to the women and the men. Now you're talking to the children. and talking about those that teach us.
Our teachers, man, our teachers deserve more than what we're giving, especially our children. Man, they were cutting education in Fort Worth the other day, and it just I'm like, man, I need to call the police or somebody because it doesn't make sense. How are you going to cut out any program that's got a directive to it that will elevate anybody?
Well, to our listeners out there that might not be aware of that, ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, four part of where Fort Worth, Texas. What are you saying? They cut a program for what again over in Fort Worth?
They were cutting jobs, right? And cut the class. So they weren't just cutting jobs. They was really cutting classes that they had implemented during the COVID time.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, it was some kind of technology class, right? I'm like, how you going to cut technology? This whole world is about technology now. You don't know it. You ain't going to get it.
Right.
Everything is tech now.
Yeah.
But I'm big on education. My album is Education Rule the World. I have a video on YouTube that I did at El Centro College where I performed it live.
Okay.
But I've got my mind made up. You know, it's going to be a while, you know, because I know it takes time to do everything. I don't have anybody working with me, helping me or anything like that. Everything I do, God just blessed me to do it, and he blessed people in my life. Sometimes I have to spend a few dollars, you know. And the pastor's daughter, I want to thank her for doing the video for me. Her name is Esther Edibayo. She goes to Berklee, the best school, music school in the whole wide world. She goes to Berklee, man.
What is her name again?
Berklee College. It's Berklee. It's a school of music. They learn music and audio editing.
Yeah, I know the school. What was the young lady name?
Her name is Esther
Did she have a TV show here in Dallas?
No, she didn't have a, no, she's a young lady.
Okay.
She's only like 20 years old.
Okay, this is someone else I'm thinking named Esther. Okay. Mm-hmm. That does production. But I want to come back to this book. I don't want to run past this book. I want to dissect this second book that you got out, Our Teachers and Our Children. What was going through your head? I mean, because we, you know, education is very, very important. And, you know, all our parents, we grew up and they wanted to make sure we was educated. They wanted to make sure your mother would always tell you to go to college. You know, they setting you up to go to college. They wanted you to, you know, to learn. And now that we're able to, that we can get a president in there to get rid of all these loans that they charging us to go to school. Mm-hmm. It's got us in debt just to learn. You know, what's the message? What you're saying, you keep saying you're the messenger. What is the message for our teachers and our children? Because, you know, it's a quote that you quoted that I like, you know, the value mm-hmm. that's placed on our children is the value that's placed on those that teach them. It is our teachers that are happy and our children that is not happy. But if our teachers is happy, our kids is happy, and our kids would be happy enough to want to learn. Talk to me about that.
Well, our teachers and our children, it was wrote especially for the kids because it's a thing, it's a directive in there that says, you know, when you graduate from school,
mm-hmm.
you should consider the armed services. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because it gives you a chance to travel, to learn, to make money immediately. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And it's one of the best things that we can do. Of course, the whole world is almost at war now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, but that was it. You know, education is everything. I'm like, go to school, man. Get your education. You don't have to go to college. Everybody's not going to go to college. You know what I'm
this
saying? Everybody don't want to go to college.
This is
some
true.
People just want to build their life. And we don't talk about marriage enough either, man, the importance of marriage and getting
mm-hmm.
married while you're young because ain't supposed to be no sex outside of marriage anyway. So we really got to get the grip on this thing and teach it for real.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's important to get married because it ain't supposed to be no sex outside of marriage. It's a sin. So I'm like, man, we need to teach that.
So what are you saying?
Teachers and our children, they got to teach it too. They got to teach that stuff in school. Responsibility, you know, it's just certain things in school that they're not teaching. It's like
mm-hmm.
they should teach about bullying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Responsibility. They don't even, they should have a whole class called Responsibility, Mr. E.
Well, for sure that.
Because if you're 15 or 16 and you do the wrong thing, you're going to jail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You can be 7 years old, you're going to jail.
Well, let me ask you this question here. Let me ask you this question, Jerrell. So are you suggesting that it should be put on the teachers or should we as parents be teaching our kids before they go to school? Because I think it's very, very important that it starts in the home, you know. You know, and
it's
by
like
the time we send our kids out to the school, it's, you know. Go right ahead.
It's like brushing your teeth. Now, the kids are not going to learn it in school. They're not going to learn to respect their elders in school. They're not going to learn to clean up and do chores in school. And the thing is to be consistent and to be kind. Say, look, man, I'm not going to argue with you and wrestle with you about taking this trash out. But if you don't have this trash took out in the next hour and don't have it took out by 5 o'clock tomorrow, there is no nothing. You come in here and you go in there and sit down, and I will feed you and everything, but you ain't doing nothing till you learn some discipline and taking out the trash to help people. You're helping your family. It's a character starts at home. Taking the trash out is part of character to the family.
Mm-hmm.
It's a family home, right?
Mm-hmm. So is all of those pointers, is all of that in your book or?
No, it's not in the book. I'm going to do a part two to that. I already got my mind made up on doing part two. And actually, that's like, that book is like 49 to 50 pages, right? It's very short because I didn't want to draw out to where people get distracted. That's why I always do a short book. The book of poems for women and the men who love me is about 100 pages. There's 84 poems in the book. And it's like 49 to 50 pages in our teachers and our children. And the key was, the reason why I wrote that book is because I want people to know how important education is.
Okay.
And that's why my album is titled Education Rule the World, man. I can't wait to meet Curtis Blow. You know that if I rule the world, I want to meet Curtis. Somebody out there know Curtis Blow. You tell him, G said the message, you said hello.
Okay. Yeah, you are. And I think that's going to be awesome when you just let us know when you get that book out. I really think that, you know, as I sit here and I listen to you and I've been reading over your bio and reading a lot of the great things that you have going on, you know, I think it's very important that we all put, you see, each and every one of us are talented and, you know, we all putting our messages in different ways, different methods. My message just have to be going through the radio. Yours is going through book form. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because we all here to serve in some capacity. And us serving, you know, for me personally and me and Mandy, you know, we wake up to serve. As God give us breath in our life, give us breath in our body, you know, it's just another day to serve. Serve someone that's some child that's unfortunate, that's, you know, some teacher that's underpaid. You know, I was sitting here listening to you talking about teaching, and for me, it's you know, when I'm in the Dallas Independent School District, by the way, and why I think this book here is important because, you know, we're pushing for, you was talking about the cutbacks over in Fort Worth, Texas, you know, with our teachers, because they already underpaid. And our teachers, they pull in a lot with these students, you know, with all the distractions that's going on, with all the tragedy that's going on in school, all these teachers, for the love that they have in their hearts to educate our kids, you know, to spend hours in study, to spend time in grading papers, you know, it is a significant job to be, you know, to go to school. They get up, some of them get up at 5 in the morning, have to be in the classroom by 7:30 or 8, go all day long, go to PTA meetings, go to drill team practices, basketball practice, go home, grade papers, married, taking care of the family, you know, and then for them to want to cut a program or want to underpay them. I just think, you know, we need to, and all we do, you know, really, really appreciate those that's educating our youth, you know, because it's very, very important. And so this book that you wrote, your second book, Our Teachers and Our Children, you know, and to every parent that's out there tonight that, you know, making sure your child, you was talking about training or teaching at home. I would encourage those parents at home. This is how you teach your child, because I think it's somewhere in scripture we're trained up in the child in the way you teach them by getting rest at night, you know, going to bed, studying them on their iPhone to 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, they need to be in the bed at a certain time of the night.
Get some rest. And our teachers and our children, I wrote that book because I wanted to bring importance and the spotlight to our teachers and our children, man. They both are worthy. Our children mean the world to us, right? And we want the best thing for them. You know what I'm saying? So we have to want the best teachers for them. So we have to give our teachers the best for them to be the best. It's the other way.
Right. for sure. And so to, I'm quite sure some teachers are on the network on tonight. To all of you teachers out there, thank you for being courageous and bold enough to teach our youth, because it's a, it is a task in this day and hour, you know, and they ain't AI either. This is not artificial intelligence teaching your child neither, you know.
And
you got, you, mm-hmm.
We have to appreciate teachers, because a person don't just jump up one day and say, I want to be a teacher. It starts
this
early
right.
in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have to go to school and college for that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they don't invested a lot already. So, and they invested it. Now they're investing in our kids, man. That's a big investment. It's like investing in our teachers and is investing in our kids, man. Investing in our kids is investing in our teachers, man, because kids have to go to school.
Right, right.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to appreciate you for being a teacher, E2.
Okay.
It shows, it pays a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't need teachers every day.
Yeah, well, I tell you, you know, it's one of those things that I see in the district over here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, man. It's, we've got about, what, 4 more months before school getting ready to hit in the spring break. And I tell you, you know, when you talk about, when is the world going to wake up? When is the world going to wake up to understand that a little child, you know, what's amazing to me, Mandy, and G said, you know, the compassion that we have, but we have an after-school program. And that after-school program at 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, we give them kids a meal because that's the last meal they're going to get. They ain't going to get no meal when they go home. You know, that's why they in the program, because they get they last meal at that school. Why? Because, you know, mama just don't have it. Daddy just don't have it. Or, you know, they may not even see their daddy. Or they may, you know, may not even see their mother. You know, sometimes the look on their face for the time they get out at 3:20 and they do this after school program, you know, you have so much compassion because, you know, and to those of you that's out on the network on tonight that's listening to the E-Man After Show, you know, pay real close attention, because what's significant is a lot of you don't even know these kids, they come to school, you wouldn't even think they had a problem until you get begin to, they're in the program and they beginning to share. Have you seen a lot of that, Gerald? I mean, to sit down and talk to these kids and, you know, can I take this home and eat?
I've been in several schools, you know, with the with my foundation, the Juvenile Kids Foundation. I want to mention Mr. Terrence Swanson. Thank you. That's my business partner. He's the secretary of the Juvenile Kids Foundation, and I'm one of the directors, and we need some help. You know what I'm saying? We're going into schools. We got the shirts and everything, man. I'm just...
Mm-hmm.
My car broke down about 2 months ago, so I ain't been able to do much of anything, but I'm hoping to get me another car soon. And I'm going to really go to the schools, man, because our kids just need to be inspired. They need to know that somebody, we got to push them. Because
when
they're in school, it's like one of my favorite questions to ask a kid is, what college you going to go to? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that'll make them think, college? Yes, college. You're going to finish school, right? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Man, kids are everything, man. So I'm just pushing, and my thing is education, man. Our teachers and our children is very important.
Yeah, well, I believe it's important. Don't you think it's important, Mandy?
I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you talking about the Juvenile Kids Foundation. Talk to me a little bit about that. What is that about?
Well, the Juvenile Foundation, we have the curriculum and everything to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have the curriculum for our program and everything. And it's a program to where we mentor juvenile kids and non-juvenile kids alike. So we go into the schools. We haven't really went into the juvenile foundation yet, juvenile facilities. But it's on our mind, and I wrote it myself, God bless me to write it, mm-hmm. the Juvenile Kids Foundation. And it's all dealing with the children, man. They,
mm-hmm.
you know, my mission is education, the children, and us too. That's why I wrote the book of poems for women and the men who love them. So it's for the women, and it's for mm-hmm. us too. You know what I'm saying? And you can teach out of the book. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's something in the book. You guys got to go get the book and read the book. It's only $11.99, and it's 84 poems.
Yes.
And like I said, the backbone of man, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, the backbone of man? Like, man, you know a man got to have a woman. You better know she's the backbone. You better keep her back there behind you and protect her, right? That's why I always go first. I don't let no woman walk in front of me because I can protect her. She can't protect me like I protect her, but she can watch me and say, baby, mm-hmm. look, you know what I'm saying? Warn me, something coming, right?
Yeah, yeah,
The protectors and the providers, so.
Right, right.
Well, women are the backbone of men.
Right.
The backbone
of men. Yes, that's important. That's very
like
important.
Your wife is your backbone, Mr. E.
Mm-hmm.
E-man.
I'm trying to figure out which one. No, I'm just kidding.
But she's the one.
Which
she's
backbone,
the
left
that
or the right? Which one are you?
She's the one that makes sure you on point. She's the one that makes sure you at the show on time. I bet you she told you. Well, baby, you know the show coming up in a minute.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. She can do all of this over here.
Thank you, Mr.
Yeah. Well, man, I tell you, we really inspired by what you're doing and what I think that's encouraging and what's important that we can come together and begin to serve and work together. Mm-hmm. You know, you made a couple of statements in about 5 minutes. We got to do our next segment with Encouragement for the Soul. But you made a statement. I was listening to you. You said that you was a Muslim and a Christian and you can do both of them. And you go by the name of G-Shit, the messenger. You know, I not tonight, but we'll dive a little bit into it when we come out of our segment. I want to talk a little bit about that because I think that's important just as well. The reason why I think that's important because we got to break down what I would say, this ideology where we can't serve and come together and work and do things together. We living in a day and a time where we all servants and we all here to do God's will. And if we can get past our indifference and we can get past what, you know, you was taught and what I was taught, here you are, you're writing books to encourage women and men. You're encouraging teachers. But I know over in your community what you guys are doing over there, y'all done took up a whole block, but y'all are trying to serve the people, you know, and just doing it out of love, you know, with no strings attached, no I'm better, I'm bigger. I just want to do my part. You know what I'm saying? And that's to be commendable. You know, I think sometimes we got to put the petty stuff down. Why? Because as I was sharing, you know, we got kids in school today. You know, and by the way, school is out for the kids on tomorrow. The teachers got to go, but the kids are out tomorrow. But some little child, that his last meal is through a program. He goes home. He don't get to eat till he come back to school. You know what I'm saying? And so while we bickering about what religion we are and while we bickering about, you know, who's right and who's wrong, I want to talk to you from the perspective, because I heard you say, how do we come together as brothers and sisters to be able to, you know, serve our community, serve those that's so unfortunate without, you know, trying to be the big name or trying to be the a bigger person. I want to talk a little bit about that when we come out of this break. We got to take a break because we got a segment to do. It's called Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell. And to all of you guys that's on the phone line tonight, that's on the network on tonight, you're listening to the E-Man After Show. We have G-Shed, the messenger. You know, he wrote a couple of books. One is Our Teachers and Our Children, the book of poems for women and their men. those that love them. And then he got a video out. He got another one just getting ready to come out. What was it? What was the next video you're getting ready to put out again?
The next video is called Ambiguous.
Ambiguous, yes. And so we'll be looking for that. And he's going to give you all of this information where you can go and find all of his material. Why? Because here's a young man that had a bump in the road, ended up incarcerated for 12 years, and just want to do God's will. Why? Because you've been chosen as a vessel just to do that. And we're just peacock proud and high and happy once again that you stopped by the E-Man After Show tonight just to share. But you hold that thought, and we're going to do this segment. When we come back out of this segment, we'll jump into a little bit of that. Those of you that's on the phone line, that's on the network, thank you for listening. Southern Soul, artists around the globe, radio.com. We want to thank you guys for listening. We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
You are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
Thank each and every one of you tonight for joining me for the Encouragement for Your Soul segment. And tonight, is there anyone out there that feel like they're in the fire? And what I mean when I say in the fire, are you going through a situation and you feel like that moment has you on fire and you just can't get out? Well, we all know the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When these three Jewish boys were thrown into the fiery furnace because they refused to bow down to the king's God. It was a gold statue, and he wanted them to bow down every time they heard music. Sometimes in life, we bow down to things that we have now made our gods. It's our houses. It's some of our women, some of our friends. Sometimes we bow down to these things, and we feel pressure. But let me let you know this. God will get you out of the fire when it gets too hot, but he won't take you out before you're done. Because to make a diamond, it takes immense pressure. Now, everybody's cooked before, and we all boiled eggs. But you can't take the egg out of the water too early, because if you do, the egg will not be done. Sometimes God will allow us to go through the fire long enough for us to be refined. But when we go through the fire, it's to build our faith in God. We must have faith in God to know that he will bring us out of anything. When we look at Ephesians 6 and 16, it says, in addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. It's telling us faith is the key to coming out of the fire. God will bring you out of the fire when you're done. He won't take you out too early. He won't take you out too late. And just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he won't even let you get burned. When they came out of the fire, the only thing that was burned was the ropes that were holding them down. God will allow us to go through the fire and burn off those things that are holding us down from truly worshiping him. So if there's anyone out there tonight who feels like the fire is too hot, just continue to have faith that God will get you out of the fire. He won't leave you in there too long, I promise you. And if you have the faith to believe in God, he will never, ever leave you alone. So if there's someone out there tonight and they feel like the fire is just too hot, guess what? God is the head chef. His food has never burned, nor has he let it stay in the oven too long. He's always right on time, and he will open the door of the oven or your fiery situation and let you out. And I hope this message encouraged someone tonight to know that in the time of your fiery furnace, God will let you out. Amen. You heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
Wake up. You've got the power. You've got
my people in the East, yo, you got to wake up. Midwest, 30 top, yo, you got to stand up. All my homies in the West, yo, you got to wake up.
Wake up.
Take the opportunity.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what?
Over 10 years later, we are still going strong.
Celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. Want to thank all you guys that's joining us by way of the network on tonight on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And guys, we take action. To those of you that's listening over there on Southern Soul, artists around the globe, radio network, we want to appreciate you. Why? Because we are having a conversation with a young man on tonight, Mr. Gerald G. Shea. He has stopped by the E-Man After Show. We're just excited to have this brother to come on and share with us all the great things that he's doing. I can barely hear you, man. Can, yeah. Yeah, this is the late show, ladies and gentlemen, so around about a certain time, man. Man, you start winding down, but all around the globe, people are listening to the E-Man After Your Show. Why? Because it's daytime, it's evening time, it's morning time somewhere.
Right.
But we're back in the building tonight. Man, we have a gentleman on the line tonight. G-Shed, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, man, we're excited to have you. Me and Mandy just sitting back here in the cut.
Mm-hmm.
Mandy, you don't have anything for Mr. Shed tonight?
Well, Mr. Shed, you certainly covered a lot, and your story is very, very inspiring. I love how you talked about your writings and when you went to prison, you began to write. But I want to go back just a little farther back into time because I just have a few questions that I would like to ask you. I earlier in the show, you mentioned having challenges when it came to the writings. But were you interested in poems as a young boy?
Yes, ma'am. I started writing when I was like 10, 12 years old. At 12 years old, I was writing poems every day because it was a way to express myself. And I would call myself writing songs, but they was poems and songs or whatever, right? And George Benson inspired me. George Benson is one of my favorite guys on Broadway. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to hear it. You know, I love that song. And he inspired me to do something. I knew I wanted to do something different because, you know, some people are different. Some people just genuinely love.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, so I'm like, boom.
Mm-hmm.
The question was, what is that again? I'm sorry.
No, I just want you answered it. You absolutely answered it. I just wanted to know as a child if you were interested in poems. And also, are there any specific moments that you remember about your educator that catapulted you to see fit as of today to honor them?
Well, as far as teaching, I didn't go to school a lot. I finished with a GED.
Okay.
And I've been to boys' homes and everything. God really had been working with me and put myself in some positions to be taken from my family, but my family always visited me.
Mm-hmm.
And And I try to stay focused on the question. My mind is
okay.
Moving so fast.
Okay.
My mind is moving so fast where I just get distracted and go into another thing, man. I'm sorry. But you was asking that question again.
So I did ask you about, you know, if there was a story when it came to, like, your educators from your past that catapulted you in the area of honoring educators and students, but you answered the question about not, you know, really going to school as much and getting a GED, which I think is absolutely inspiring because, look, I'm listening to your story and you're someone that you stated you went through boys' homes, you went to prison for 12 years, you are an author now, you are a motivational speaker, you're a founder of an organization. So time has passed and this has been an awesome interview. I would like to take the moment to ask you if you what would you say to that individual out there that's listening on tonight? And maybe they're going through some valleys of decision, right? Maybe they've been in prison. They may have a background, or maybe they feel like they're on their way to prison, or maybe that person that just does not feel that they're good enough for the society that we're in with so much peer pressure. So many people, they're aiming towards their goals, you know, as far as their names to be known and things of that nature. Now, I know that you're a messenger and that's very honorable, but it took work from you. It took work and perseverance. It took resilience. It took obedience from you. So for that person that once again that's listening tonight and they may be having a valley moment, a low moment in their life, and they may not know what their future holds, what would you tell them, Mr. Shedd?
I would say stay encouraged, be encouraged, just like the Bishop Fred said. You know, always be encouraged. Always know that someone loves you, even if it's only God.
Mm-hmm.
Like he said, by being thrown in the furnace, you know, and not giving up, you know, being in the fire, because God is always protecting us.
Right.
So the key is to do the right thing. Life is about helping people. God said that we want to help them to help the people. So if we help someone, we don't have time to feel sorry for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Help someone, please.
Right.
Encourage somebody.
Because
if you encourage somebody and help somebody, you encourage yourself and you help yourself as well. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, sir.
That's right. Thank you.
Well, that's beautiful.
Yes.
Well, man, I tell you the time. I told you once we get into this conversation, the time was gonna kind of just roll around the clock.
I want to thank all my family members and everybody that tune in that I asked to tune in. Everybody, my sister, my older sister, Granny, thank you so much. My baby sister, Linda and Quincy, my cousin Melvin, and my cousin Sandra. Sandra Duncan, man, just thank you guys, all you guys. I love you guys so much. And thank you guys, Dr. Mr. E and Ms. E. Thank you guys so much for inviting me.
Well, man,
we're
just elated and we're just happy that you would take the time out. I was going to share with you because the time have ran around the clock. I do want to bring you back. I want to bring you back to have what I would call a disruptive conversation because you know, we didn't get into a lot of it tonight, but I do want to get into it, you know, the significance of understanding, you know, the messenger. You practice Muslim, you practice Christianity, and the significance of both of them because when I was in college, I studied the Muslim faith just as well. You know what I'm saying? And so I just think sometimes we need to, as men, this is what we do. We come around the domino table and we want to put our indifferences down and understand what we're talking about. You know, it's a whole lot that I want to get into with you, you know, understanding. We're celebrating Black History Month, you know, and I tell people if Jesus wasn't black, I wouldn't even read the Bible. You understand what I'm saying? And so I get into a lot of that in-depth conversation. You know, because I think it's important that we understand lineage, you know what I'm saying, where we come from.
There's a lot, you know, there's a lot that I know that I'm continuing to research. I just decided to do my King, my research on King David. You know, mm-hmm. he was the king of Israel, right?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
King David, the king of Israel. Where is his people at?
Mm.
I believe
yeah.
that. I believe yeah. that's us. Mm. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? And, but colonization and everything, mm-hmm. and I'm the messenger. I'm here. God sent me, I truly believe, to mm-hmm. clear up some things and encourage some people, right? And
okay.
and you was asking a while ago, the reason why I'm Christian and I'm Muslim, because I know teamwork make the dream work. I got to be Christian to deal with my Christian brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm okay. saying?
I get it.
And I can deal with what they say. I dissect the word. When Jesus said, I am the way and I am the light, I am the uh-huh. truth, he said, no man comes to the Father unless through me. That mm-hmm. don't mean literally, right? That means mm-hmm. pick up your cross and follow me, he told us.
Yeah. Okay.
He said, be like him. Mm-hmm. If you be like him, you already with the Father. He said, if you seen me, you done seen the Father. And a lot of us don't know, see, we don't, God lives in us. The Holy Spirit, man, the Spirit is real.
Oh, yeah, yes.
The same
yeah.
Spirit that breathed into Adam is the same Spirit breathed in us, and that's so powerful for me, man. So powerful yeah. for me. If I look back and think about it, I said, oh, the same Spirit breathed into Adam is the same Spirit breathed. It's got to be, ain't but one Spirit.
Yeah, and so with that being said, brother, we're going to have to get you on a later date and come sit back around the domino table and hang out with E-Man and the fellows around the domino table.
I'll be
glad,
man.
Yeah, we'll be glad to have you. You know, I was gonna give you an opportunity to give some shout-outs, but you already already gave them out. Because I knew you probably had somebody listening because the lines are lit up, and we know that both networks are lit up on tonight.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Everybody, thank all you guys so much. Everybody that's on here to hear my voice, thank you so much.
Well, man, we appreciate you taking
yes,
out your time. Yes.
We certainly appreciate you, Mr. Shedd. You have a very intriguing story and I know that we have some books that you wrote written down here from our research, but I know a lot of people would like to know more about your story and your testimony because I understand even more so just listening to you why you are a motivational speaker, because there's a lot you can share.
Yeah. Well, sir, we got 2 minutes before we wrap this show up. We're going to bring you back and we're going to jump into a lot of great things that you got going on. And, you know, if a person really wanted to get your books once again, why don't you share real quick where they can go get your material once again, G-Shed?
Okay. You can go get the book on Amazon. And mm-hmm. it's on Amazon. You can get the paperback, and it's
right.
on Kindle on the ebook. You can go on Kindle and read it if you got Kindle, right? But the book is on the $11.99. It has 84 poems in it, and the video "When Is the World Gonna Wake Up?" You can see me in action. You know the expression. I got a real way of expressing myself. I think mm-hmm. you guys will enjoy it. The expression, you know, just the teaching, right, on the mm-hmm. videos. And you can go to YouTube and search Gerald Shedd, GRLDSHED.
Okay. Well, man, thank you for your time on tonight. We want to appreciate you for stopping by.
Yes.
As always, you know, you got a chair over here at the Domino Table on the E-Man After Show. Looking forward to having you back, brother.
Thank you.
Well, man, you have a blessed, productive week. And we got to get on up out of here, and I'll be talking to you this week, sir. Thank you for your time on tonight.
And God bless everybody.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, there it is, Gerald G. Shedd. Just a great interview on tonight. Mm-hmm. Brother have a lot in him, huh?
He does. Yeah. A very powerful story.
Yeah. And so we're going to bring him back and sit around a domino table and get into a lot of what all he do.
Yes.
You know, tonight. But you know what? We gotta get on up out of here. I gotta give you my thoughts for the night. I got an E-Man thoughts. I want to drop this on you guys, and
All right.
Want you to ponder on this week. Go where you appreciate it, and not where you tolerate it. It's just that simple.
That's right. I agree.
Let me repeat that. Go where you appreciate it, and not where you're tolerating.
Mm-hmm.
Punt on that this week. Let right. that be a message to you. But listen, man, we got to wrap this show up. We got to get on up out of here. So let's thank
B.I.G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, be blessed, everyone.
Good night, everybody. Peace.
This is for the world. Searching for peace that we cannot find.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.